Good to be with you again. Let's pray. Loving God, we pray for your light upon the word this morning, your light in our hearts, that we might perceive and receive all that you have for us this day, in Jesus' name. Amen. I love preaching when the Almighty's singing. So Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created, the first words in our scripture. Mark 1, from which Trevor read for us today. He didn't read the very first verse because it wasn't set as a reading, but in the very first verse of Mark 1, the beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah. The first words of Mark's story about Jesus, the beginning. Much of today's readings and what the Holy Spirit is leading us in are about new beginnings. And that's important as we move into this new year of 2024. I quoted in last week's newsletter, thank you Harry for continuing to do the newsletter for us, Henry Nguyen, the late Henry Nguyen. We must learn to live each day, each hour, yes, each minute, as a new beginning, as a unique opportunity to make everything new. Thanks, Dale. You can put that first slide up. So my idea was to have a slide that showed four things because I want to show a bit of a pattern, a bit of a continuum that happens in the scripture. But Ros said to me, that slide you gave me is way too small. Nobody will see it. So you're getting four slides that way. If you can do that in your brain, they're supposed to be this way because there's a pattern in the scripture. So the first one's fairly obvious. In the beginning, which we read, which Deb read to us, there was creation. God created. Elohim created. And the cosmos burst into being. Thanks, Star. So that's Genesis 1 to 5. Now this is what we heard from Mark that Trevor read. A new beginning. The birth of Jesus was a new beginning for the cosmos. The Word, who was in the beginning creating, was made flesh. And we read that, Trevor read that from Mark. Thanks, Dar. But then we have in Scripture, in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5, therefore if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old is gone and the new is here. So there's another beginning, a new creation for us all who follow Christ, for us all who have been baptized into Christ Jesus through the indwelling Spirit. So that's a personal new beginning in our lives, a new creation. And finally, Dale, in Revelation, right at the end of the book, John's vision of Jesus, in chapter 21, we hear, I am making everything new. And that revelation in 21 says that there will be a new heaven and a new earth, that everything will be made new, as I just read, and that the whole of creation, including humanity, there will be reconciliation and renewal. So that's the pattern of Scripture. New beginnings, we see that all the way through. What I want to say is the birth of Jesus was no less momentous than creation. Genesis 1 and 5 and Mark 1 that we just read from when Jesus was born, that was just as momentous. And I put in this week's newsletter, John 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and through him all things were made. The Word who was at the beginning, who was God, created the cosmos. And that Word becomes flesh, as we talked about last week, the divine one, born of woman, truly human, into the world that he, that they, Elohim, created. And now there's a new beginning. Lohmeyer says in his writings about Mark's gospel, in Jesus' birth, a new creation is at hand. A new creation is at hand. In verse 3 of Genesis, God says through the Word, let there be light. And John's gospel tells us about this Jesus. It says, in him was life, and that life was the light of all people. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. At the beginning, there was darkness, a formless void, the reading says. And that symbolizes chaos. God hadn't brought order to the universe. This is what's been called primeval chaos. Out of the chaos and the darkness, God brought order. The first stage of creation. It was Ruah, the breath of God, the Holy Spirit brooding over the waters, which brings order out of chaos, which brings light where there was only darkness. The Word, God, Elohim, brings forth light, and the first day dawns. I'm waiting. In Jesus' birth, the light of the world was born into darkness and chaos of that particular time. And a new day dawned for all creation. God's plan for creation, including all of humanity and for all eternity, is made new in Jesus the Christ. The same Spirit that brought order at the first and light to darkness is the Holy Spirit that John declares Jesus has the power and will baptize with, and it's this Spirit that indwells you and I, those who follow Jesus. And least we look at some of the chaos and darkness that surrounds us in the world today and or in our personal lives, least we fear for the future, know this from Hebrews 13:8. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Would you repeat it with me? Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. God's plan has already been set in motion. Our hope is in the unfinished but set in motion work of Jesus, which as followers of Jesus, we now become co-workers in the reconciliation and renewal of the whole creation. Thank you, Dale. I want you to say this with me too. In the reconciliation and renewal of the whole creation. That's the unfinished work of Jesus, which we are made co-workers in. That's why it's in the faith statement of the Uniting Church. And it's in Revelation 21. God's plan for your family, for the whole human family, has begun. And our hope is in Christ. And he promises in John's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 32, "And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself." Say, all people. All people. That's a profound promise. "And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself." Thanks, Dale. Beloved in Christ, live this day and each day as a new day that God has given, as a unique opportunity through the Spirit for you to be new and for you to be part of God's plan to shine the light and love and life of Christ towards others. Come and walk with me out of the darkness and into the light of this day, knowing that Jesus has made all things new in you and is in fact, through the Spirit, renewing and reconciling the whole creation in him. Praise God. Amen. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you for that vision that we have in Revelation 21, where all things would be made new. But we thank you too that we see in your scripture your plan from the very beginning is for things to be made new. Creating the cosmos, the birth of Christ, the new creation for all of us that follow Jesus through the Spirit, and then all things made new in Christ. I pray that in our hearts, the truth of the Scripture, the truth of your life in us through your Holy Spirit would burst forth in ways that enable us to shine the light and love of Christ in the places we work, in the places we live, in our families, and with our friends. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.